Given the start of the tournament, where you were still getting over your cold and all of that, and you must be very pleased with the progress of the first week and happy to be in the second week.
Yeah, I think today was probably the best I played overall. It was difficult conditions, so it was pretty windy out there. Wasn't easy. But yeah, each match I feel like I played better. I've hit the ball cleaner and started to, see the right shots at the right moments. And we've come a long way the last 10 days or so.
He's attracted quite a lot of attention, Khachanov. Now that you've played him, what kind of ceiling would you put for him in the future?
I mean, it's very difficult to, as I don't know him that well. The sort of the work ethic and the dedication and everything appears to be there. I think he's really into his tennis, which is very important. He, in my opinion, has a very good coach. I think Gallo Blanco, with pretty much everyone that he's worked with, he's helped them a lot. He is a very strong guy, powerful, big serve, big shots. He's got good timing. But you never know how players are going to develop. It's very difficult. But he's obviously one of the best young players in the world just now. He'll keep getting better. I think by the end of this year, top 20, top 25, and then from there, who knows?
Andy, the two times you got broken today, you broke back straight away. Are you in that kind of zone at the moment where you feel if something goes against you, you can just step it up a gear? Is that kind of where your mind is at the moment?
Yeah, well, I mean, I said after the last match that what's important is, what you're thinking right before the following point, and just now I'm quite clear with what I'm doing. I played a bad game in the third set to get broken. I think second set, when I lost serve, I think he came out with some good returns, played some good stuff. But third set, I didn't play a good game, and I reset pretty quickly and played some really good points the following game. To get the break back and serve it out. So that's another thing that's been positive last couple of matches. Same thing against Del Potro when I served for the second set. Broke straight back following game and closed it out. So that's been good the last few matches.
First of all, Andy, condolences for the recent events in Britain. Novak Djokovic was asked yesterday whether he felt sports brings people together, and he said that he felt tennis does have values that people admire. Sacrifice, fair play, and the like. Could you just reflect on whether you think our sport does, in a small, tangential way, bring people together, different cultures? And is that something that you admire?
I think that's one of the great things about tennis is that I don't know exactly how many different countries are represented here, in the men's and women's events, but, it's a lot. For sure, we all share, locker rooms together, practice courts together. We compete against each other, and for the most part, the players get on, very well with each other. We travel all around the world. We play in, cities all over the world and different continents. We get, fantastic support, everywhere we go, and. Yeah, I do think, sport and, tennis in particular, because of the nature of it, such a global sport, it does bring lots of people together from, many different places. It's one of the things I feel lucky that we get to travel around the world. It's one of the best things about this line of work or job, whatever you want to call it, is that you from... 14, 15 years old, I'd traveled to I'd been to South America, I'd been to the States, I played all around Europe from such a young age, and I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do that otherwise. So it's one of the things that's really nice about our sport.
And you are great ambassadors, not only of your country, but in general. But do you feel appreciated in France, or you don't care, or they like your game, or I am an Englishman in New York? You know what I mean? Yeah, of course, a Scotsman, it was a joke. But I mean, the French people say, they don't cheer for Piolín, but here, do you think they appreciate your game?
I mean, you'd have to ask them. You'd have to ask them. I mean, this year, I mean, in most of the matches, I played in front of great crowds. It's not like the people are sort of leaving the court and don't want to watch don't want to watch my matches. I think, you know, sometimes obviously, you know, you play against French players. I've played many French players here, and you know, the crowd is tough when you're competing against the French players here. But I haven't let that affect me in the matches. I've used it in a positive way. And then, yeah, like I said, here and Paris Masters last year and during the event last year, the, you know, support was good. But yeah, you'd have to ask them.
Andy, you're into the quarterfinals of another Grand Slam. When you get into this stage of the competition and you feel like you might need to make some technical adjustments to your game, is that possible, or do you just have to accept that you've got to go with what you've got at this stage and just rely on that big match experience?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really make any technical changes at this stage. You can certainly make some tactical ones. You know, small tactical things like your court position or the height that you're hitting the ball over the net. But in terms of, you know, technical things where you maybe are trying to change a stroke or anything, I mean, not a good time to do it in the middle of a slam. But, you know, right now I don't want to. I'm happy with where my game's at. Everything's going pretty well just now. And, yeah, feeling good going into the middle part of the second week.
You've got Verdasco or Nishikori next. Could you just assess both of them as potential opponents?
Yeah, I mean, both obviously tough players. Verdasco, one of the biggest forehands out there. He appears to have played very well in this event. I saw some of his match with Zverev in the first round, and he played very well there. Also had a pretty comfortable win against Cuevas, who is, I didn't see that coming. Not that I didn't expect Verdasco to maybe win the match, but just the scoreline was pretty surprising. He must have played well there. And Kay, you know, obviously lost against him in US Open. He plays well on the clay, obviously. And, you know, very solid off both wings, whereas Fernando's, you know, most of his danger is coming from the forehand side. You know, Kay, you know, is dangerous off both wings, moves well, quick. So, yeah, they're obviously pretty different matchups. You got one pretty big lefty and a shorter right-hander. But, yeah, see who wins that.